AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A tropical storm is moving closer to the Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says they are prepared.
The expectation is this weather event will be focused on rain, not so much on the wind, although a 35 to 40 mile an hour wind, when you have saturated ground, can easily uproot trees and so forth.
John Cangelosi at the National Hurricane Center says this system is moving fast.
It'll be there later today, probably as early as midday, it seems. But the worst of it will be overnight. And then by tomorrow, much of it will be inland and then moving across the southeast.
Across the west in the Plain States, the weather story remains stifling heat. It was well above 100 degrees when Roy Turner's golf tournament was played in Wichita, Kansas.
Our biggest problem now is just we're getting enough ice and water to keep these people cold. We've got a full medical team right over there to take care of people.
The highest temperature recorded yesterday, 128 degrees at Death Valley, California. Many Americans are getting back to everyday activities, but a poll shows some worry virus restrictions are being lifted too fast. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
This is our fourth stadium in 2 weeks.
At Nationals Park here in Washington.
We are so happy to have baseball back.
Like Alicia Walter, 4 in 10 people in an APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll say the reopening's pace is just right. Not too fast, not too slow. About a third say restrictions have been lifted too fast. Still, majorities of Americans who traveled or went to restaurants and games before the pandemic are now back at it. David Story says it's a leap of faith.
I'm gonna try to take a step out there.
The poll shows many Americans are still wearing masks, but significantly fewer than a few months ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top medical advisor to the Japanese government says the safest way to hold the Tokyo Olympics is without fans. This is AP News. NASA says summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere will officially happen late Sunday night. Monday will be the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. The farther north, the longer the day. NASA's Alex Young distinguishes between the solstice in the different hemispheres.
When the Earth is orbiting around the sun, it actually has a tilt. And so that means that depending on where it is, during its year-long orbit, some parts of the Earth are facing towards the sun and some are facing away from the sun.
NASA has several missions studying our sun, hoping to answer decades-old burning questions about the inner workings of our nearest star.
We have Parker Solar Probe, which is flying through the sun's atmosphere, giving us this up-close and personal look. And then we have another mission that, while close to the sun, is slightly farther away. It's called Solar Orbiter.
Solar Orbiter will be able to take the first images of the sun's poles, as well as investigate the heliosphere and solar wind. Ed Donahue, AP News.